The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The Panthers have won 4 of their last 5. Now it's time to finish the season with an exclamation point. The defense has learned to flex its muscle and in the process flip the balance of power on the football field. Panthers plan to ring in the new year with a win and set the table for the road ahead. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
The Carolina Panthers have spent the final week of the 2012 regular season preparing and working like the new season begins tomorrow, because in a sense, it does. This final game down in New Orleans can put an exclamation point on a strong finish, or it can leave a question mark on what might lie ahead.
Last year we didn't finish. It was evident on the scoreboard, but you know, this year we have an opportunity to do something that we haven't done. With the streak, and also finish one game ahead of what we won last year.
Hello and welcome into the Panthers Huddle. I'm Mick Mixon, and with me, the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Coach Ron Rivera. Coach, it takes a special group of coaches and a special group of men to stay together, to stay unified when things aren't going well. What has this team shown you about itself, especially during this last very outstanding quarter of the season?
You know, Mick, I think the big thing is that they play for each other. They really have. And, you know, it's a tribute to them because, you know, they're not packing it in. They're not saying, oh, whatever. They're serious about playing football, and they're playing for one another, and they've done a great job. You know, their approach to the game has been very professional. By the way they practice, the way they prepare, the way they meet, the way they come together as a unit, and then the way they've played. And that's probably one of the bigger things I'm more proud of.
Coach Rivera, as we take our first look now at the New Orleans Saints, this week's opponent, how can New Orleans make offensive football in the NFL look this easy?
You know, they've got a lot of quality playmakers. They really do. It starts, of course, with Drew Brees, and then the playmakers he's got. But again, his offensive line is solid like it has been the last few years. And that's a big reason why they've had success, really. And the things they do, they've got a very good scheme. It's been put in by Sean Payton, who's done a great job as their head coach. And, you know, right now I think the big thing is they're starting to click again.
Got to get this one. It's going to be a tough challenge, we know, but you know, we're capable of doing it. We just have to go out and play well and come out to a good start and keep it rolling.
They always say the old adage is it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Well, we start off a little bumpy, and in the middle of the marathon it was pretty horrendous. And now in the back end of the stretch, uphill, you got to work hard. You got to work really hard. And it's a team that's going to push us to our limits. They are not playing for any playoffs. We aren't playing for any playoffs. You're playing for pride and ability to have employment next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's something you think about all offseason is how you finish the season, no matter which year it is. We didn't do too well down there last year, and we definitely want to do better this year.
We're just getting it cranked up here inside the Panthers Huddle. Up next, Coach and Eugene cue up the game tape for a New Year's breakdown.
First to Steve Smith, end zone, yes! Touchdown, Carolina Panthers!
It's the season of giving, and a group of Panthers fans get a big surprise out on the practice field. The story, later, right here, on the Panthers Huddle. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking only from Bank of America.
Leinart licks his fingers in the shotgun. Backs up to throw. Intercepted. Keekly at the 47-yard line. He's rumbling down the near the far sideline to the 40, to the 30. Still running to the 28-yard line. Luke Keekly, what a play.
The legend of Luke Keekly just keeps growing and growing and growing.
Well, welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. I'm Eugene Robinson here with Coach Rivera. And we just saw what young Kuechly did, get a big interception. But I want to go on the offensive side of the ball because this was a beautiful play down here with three receivers set on one side, another receiver close. Can you take us through the route progression and what is going on and why does this confuse the defense?
Well, what we got going right here is we're going to run a double underneath cross, but basically what's supposed to happen is Greg should go over the top and then Brandon should come underneath. Then what we should get here is Murph should work towards the post to hold any safety, and then what will happen is Steve will come out and he'll run what we call a wheel, basically. He'll start here, work to the flat, and then as soon as he feels like he's got the angle on the defensive back, he'll turn it up and go along the sidelines. What happens is Cam sees that he's got man coverage, and what he does is he'll break the pocket, but knowing he's got man coverage and that Steve was going to win, he'll put the ball only where Steve can catch it, and that's right at the goal line.
And beautiful play, and as it develops, I like how you see your guys getting in position because, Coach, this is a blitz. You got guys over here trying to come off the edge and blitz here, and you get a beautiful pickup by Mr. Tolbert.
Yes, he does. Does a nice job. In fact, you know, it is a blitz, plus they're green-dogging with their linebacker who's involved in coverage. So now you've actually got six guys coming at Cam. He recognizes the man coverage. He breaks the pocket, but he never loses sight of Steve. And as he sees Steve wins, he puts the ball into the end zone.
And that's what Mick was talking about. He's talking about you see your quarterback maturing. You see him maturing. Well, this is a maturation because he can actually run the ball, but he chooses not to. And this is a good job. And Mick, this is what we're talking about, how Coach Chud develops this trip set to get Steve Smith open down the sideline to put some work in.
And, Eugene, it's not just Coach Chud and Steve Smith and the offense. It's really everybody that has been doing well lately. For example, the Carolina defense last week held the Raiders to 189 total yards, just 47 rushing yards, which was the second fewest this season. It also marked the second consecutive game with less than 200 total yards allowed and the Panthers' third straight game with less than 100 rushing yards allowed. Now, our Panthers insider, Mike Kraft, says the Panther defense will need another strong effort to shut down the high-octane Saints.
One of the most amazing aspects of the Panthers' defensive turnaround has been their performance since run stuffer Ron Edwards went down. His loss has been fully absorbed thanks to the play of a group of guys like Frank Kearse, Andre Neblett, and Nate Chandler.
Inside guys just getting inside those guards, you know, letting our ends get off the edge and eat, which they have been doing all year. You know, first time we got two guys with double sacks, you know. So we've been doing a great job, and hopefully we want to continue to finish up here with the Saints.
Coming in here for rookie minicamp, not really knowing what to expect. You know, I just came in here with my nose down, just trying to work harder than everyone out there. And, you know, here we are at the last week of season, and I'm active. So, I mean, hard work has definitely paid off. Still trying to get better as a D lineman and then try to help this team out as much as I can.
Sam, I'm still trying to get you on the backside cut. That's where you need to be.
They aren't the only ones who have risen from the bottom of the depth charts to contribute. Jason Phillips has done yeoman's work after replacing James Anderson.
You guys always say it's next man up when you're dealing with injuries, but this year it's been above and beyond. How did you stay ready until your name was called?
Just making sure that I'm paying attention in every meeting, getting enough film study in that if I do get put out there, I know what's going on, and just playing hard. A lot of being out on the field is just playing hard. And so those three combined with, you know, having James in there, you know, giving me tips left and right.
One noticeable difference is at this point in the season, the Panthers are playing good gap sound defense, and that only occurs when every person individually does his job, and that's being in the right place at the right time.
You know, a lot of times we're in an eight-man box or one gap D, and you own your gap. You know, if the ball hits there, that's your fault. And a lot of times you don't want to be that guy that the ball slips through on, so a lot of guys make sure that they maintain and stay exactly where they need to be to make the play that's designed for them to make.
The numbers back that up. After holding the Raiders to 189 total yards, including 47 yards rushing, the defense now ranks 8th in the league in total defense and 13th in scoring defense. Sunday's matchup against Drew Brees and New Orleans Saints will provide a true test of just how far this group has come.
It'll be a challenge because, you know, they run a lot of plays, they're a fast-paced offense, and you know, I think they're a good offense that's been around, and they put points up, and they know what they're doing. It's at home. So, you know, the crowd won't be as big of a factor. You know, it's been loud at home the past couple weeks for us, but we're on the road now, so it'll probably be a little bit more quiet when they're on the field. So, you know, they're at home. It's going to be a better territory for them. We got to go into the mindset that we need to play, you know, to our level and play on top of our things and be where we need to be.
You look at what their offense was able to do against Dallas. You know, they put up almost 500 yards, if not 500 yards of offense. And we know it's a true test. You know, for us, we feel like we're a pretty good defense. And what better way to end your season than with a team like New Orleans, with the challenge that they present offensively, running the ball, and Drew Brees passing the ball. So definitely going to be a tough game, and we're looking forward to it.
This is Mike Kraft for the Panthers Huddle.
The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind.
Win on three. One, two, three. Win. His squad on me. His squad on three. One, two, three.
His squad. Woo!
One, two, three.
Ball out.
Ball Hawks on two. One, two, ball Hawks. X on three, man. One, two, three. X, man. One, two, three. Ball out.
Newton looks long down the field, rolling out, throws to Steve Smith. Ends up. Touchdown, Carolina Panthers. Third down and short. Palmer rolling out to the near sideline. Looking, thinking, stops, avoids Johnson. Gets in as he throws. It's incomplete. 40-yard line.
Oh, no!
Penalty marker down.
Why?
Oh, my goodness. Where was that at?
Why the penalty, then?
Maybe roughing the quarterback.
Roughing him. You're right. He roughed him. He roughed him because he had the ball in his head and he threw it.
He didn't hit him near the head at all.
No. This is amazing.
He has the snap. Fakes left. He's going to run right. Oh, hit hard and cleanly and jacked up at the 7-yard line.
That man's a tackling machine. No game kicker. No game kicker.
In the shotgun. Backs up to throw. Intercepted. Keekly at the 47-yard line. He's rumbling down the far sideline for the 28-yard line. Luke Keekly, what a play.
The legend of Luke Keekly just keeps growing and growing and growing.
On third and goal from the 3. Newton fades back to throw. Pumps end zone. It's not there. He'll run. Left side. Newton's into the end zone for a touchdown.
Good job. And Cam Newton uses his feet, Mick, once again to go ahead and send the play.
Coming across for a wham block, but instead the ball carrier gets whammed. Luke Keekly comes and eats McFadden alive for no gain. Here's the handoff to McFadden on the wide zone. Oh, Keekly wraps him up and just wrestles him to the ground. Leinert with one back to his right. That back swings out of the backfield. Leinert looks at him, and he's racked up and sacked at the 20-yard line. Here's the snap. Spot. And it's good.
Crazy right there.
That's a pressure kick.
That's a pressure kick.
Plenty of leg from 51.
Yes, he did.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and head coach Ron Rivera.
More now from the head coach of the Carolina Panthers and our friend Coach Ron Rivera. Coach, one final game in this season. What would it mean to you and the Panthers to finish out this season with this kind of a flourish if you could go down there and beat the Saints?
You know, Mick, I think really what it indicates is just who we can become. We're a better football team than when we started this season. We've developed. We've come together in spite of some situations we've had, especially with the injuries to our offensive line. I really think our quarterback in the last 6 weeks has played as well as anybody. In fact, I know he has, because statistically we're in the top five if you count just those last six, which you can't. But he statistically has played very, very well. I think defensively we've hit a stride. We're ranked 8th in the league right now. So that's been great. And there's a lot of things that have really come together as far as this team's concerned. And to me, the big thing going forward is you want to carry this momentum into next season.
Coach, you mentioned Luke Keekly. Let's in the defense. I'm mentioning Luke Keekly. You mentioned the defense, but let's keep it right there and talk about Luke. What's this young man giving your football team?
You know, he's giving us a little something extra on defense. He's got an intangible about him as far as leadership is concerned, as far as understanding the game and being able to play it the way that you need to at such a high level and get his teammates involved around him. He does a great job. It's an intangible that you really can't see. You really can't coach. It's who he is, and that's a huge thing. And he's also a very, very good football player.
A real reason why the Panthers have risen in the rankings defensively, as you allude to. Coach, what about Amini Sulatolu? He's hurt early in the Raiders game. How is he, and how's the rest of the health of your team?
Well, unfortunately, we lose Amini for the rest of the year, so he'll miss this game with the dislocated wrist. But for the most part, you know, we'll see how Jeff Hangardner is and how Jonathan Stewart are, as well as James Anderson. But for the most part, we came out of this one relatively healthy, so we'll see how the rest of it pans out as we get ready for game day.
And as we taper the season down, Coach Rivera, Thomas Davis, a man that means a lot to you and the team, receiving some attention and Can you put into words what he's given the Carolina Panthers, not just off the field? We all know how philanthropic he is, but he's not just surviving out there, is he? He's playing some good football.
He's playing very good football, and I'll tell you, he and Luka developed a great tandem as far as communications, working together, especially in the nickel situation. The other thing, too, is he's a spiritual and emotional leader for this football team, and I think our guys feed off of his energy.
You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas.
A great holiday surprise for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters chapters of Greater Charlotte and South Carolina's upstate. Before last Sunday's game, staff and volunteers from those two groups unwrapped a big present, a $73,778 check, the 2012 Carolina Panthers Charities fan gift. This amount represents the seating capacity at Bank of America Stadium, and it's given in honor of Panther fans and the significant contributions they make to nonprofit agencies and charitable causes in the Carolinas throughout the year. Congratulations to Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and thank you, Panther fans.
This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America. Panthers checking, only from Bank of America. The Panthers Huddle continues with your host, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome back to the Panthers Huddle. For a second straight year, the Carolina Panthers finished the regular season on the road in New Orleans. Now, the team remembers all too well a year ago, a 45-17 beatdown at the Superdome. It left a bad taste that still lingers in the locker room and in my mouth. It's time to go into the enemy camp. There is one sure way to erase the memories of last year. Author a different ending this Sunday. Earlier this season, here at Bank of America Stadium, the Panthers beat the Saints 35-27 with a balanced offense and defense that pestered Drew Brees all day long, forcing two interceptions, including this pick six by Charles Godfrey.
Intercepted, picked off, it'll be a touchdown. Godfrey!
The Saints ended the final game 8-7 with no chance for postseason play. But after opening 0-4, the Saints improved and are riding a two-game win streak. Last week, it was a 34-31 overtime win against the Cowboys in Dallas. New Orleans dominated the time of possession by a 2-1 margin, as Drew Brees threw the ball 53 times, hitting seven different receivers for 446 yards and three touchdowns. Marcus Colston was Brees' favorite target with 10 receptions for 153 yards. And don't forget, Graham, Moore, they're all beasts.
The Saints have definitely improved defensively from where they were earlier in the season. And Coach Rivera, as we've said, Drew Brees is still Drew Brees. So how do your Panthers go about trying to slow this offense down in a hostile environment in the Superdome?
Probably the biggest thing, Mick, we have to do is understand who we're playing, know who his playmakers are, and be able to play our defense accordingly. If we play the calls with the techniques we've been given, I think we have a chance to stop them and slow them down. And we'll see that because some of the things that we did the first time we played them, I think we can implement as well.
And Coach, to that point, we're going to get a classic bootleg by Drew Brees and company. And I want you to take us before the bootleg. What is the assignment, first of all, of Mr. Johnson, and also the assignment of your safety who's going to come down and cover the tight end?
Well, you know, we talked about it earlier, Gene. The biggest thing that happens here is Charles Johnson is not fooled by the naked action. So what happens is he'll come down the line, and then once he recognizes his bootleg, he gets back outside to contain Drew Brees. Now what happens here is we've got Charles Godfrey, who has man coverage on the wing. So when the wing tries to sneak behind the line of scrimmage, Charles will go ahead, and he will go ahead and track him. So what you're going to get is you're going to get the sneak here behind the line. Charles will track him. And then when the ball is thrown, he'll undercut the ball and intercept it.
And this is a beautiful play, and it is drawn up perfection because there you see, we see the tight end who was right here trying to sneak behind the line, and then we see Mr. Godfrey, who is right here, who recognizes that relationship. And because he recognizes that relationship, Coach, he's not fooled, and now he's going to be a recipient of a huge play.
Yes, it was. And, you know, the guy, again, that really made this play was Charles Johnson. But, again, Charles Godfrey doing his assignment, as I talked about earlier, is very, very important, Mick. We've got to make sure we do those things.
It'd be awesome if the Panthers could turn in a similar performance and big plays defensively. Coach, let's talk a little bit more about the Saints' defense, because their offense siphons off so much of the attention about their team. How do they go about trying to attack and defend?
You know, two things about the Saints' defense people got to remember. One is they typically have a chance to play with the lead because their offense is so powerful. But secondly, they're just starting to get to understand what Steve Spagnuolo wants to do with that defense. Remember, it's a new defensive coordinator, a new system, and lately they've been playing very, very well, as exhibited by when they beat Tampa Bay and then they matched the Dallas Cowboys play for play.
And also, you're talking about chemistry. You add Vilma back into the mix of everything, and trying to get that chemistry established is not the easiest thing to do.
No, it's not. And probably the biggest thing that has happened is that chemistry has come together. They understand what is wanted by their defensive coordinator, and they're playing accordingly.
Kind of two teams, really, that are playing very well right now in this football season. So it'll be a tough assignment for the Carolina Panthers as we come at you from the Big Easy. It's the final game of the 2012 season. Kickoff scheduled for just a few minutes after 1 o'clock. Superdome in New Orleans. It'll be rowdy. Fox Sports will have the pictures. But join Eugene, the Zoke, and me on the radio side for our call of the game on your local Carolina Panthers radio network station. Coach Rivera, how much better of a taste would your team take into the offseason if you could win this game?
Oh, huge, 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 huge good feeling. I'll tell you that right now, Mick. Probably the biggest thing is it's given us momentum. It's given us a direction. And I think the big thing is that you want to build off of that more so than anything else. And it's something to remind you that, hey, we are a good football team, and we're just going to get better.
It's been a blast this year for Coach Rivera, for Eugene Robinson, for the rest of our Huddle crew. This is Mick Mixon. Happy New Year. And we look forward to seeing you next week right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year. I guess everybody want to know what's on our Christmas list. Number one, Panthers win. Number two, Panthers win. And third and final, this is going to be different. Panthers win.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.